American playwright and novelist Thornton Wilder won 3 Pulitzer Prizes for the novel The Bridge at San Luis Rey and for the plays Our Town and The Skin of Our Teeth. Plus, he won the U.S. National Book Award for the novel The Eighth Day.
Wilder was born in Madison on April 17, 1897, 117 years ago today. His nephew, Tappan Wilder, joins us from California to celebrate his life and his work. Tappan, welcome to Central Time.
Hello, Cynthia. Glad to be with you.
Well, thank you so much for making the time. What brought Wilder's family to Madison?
Well, their father, Amos, was looking to buy a newspaper, and he got at least partial ownership of the Wisconsin State Journal in 1894, bought a share, and brought a new wife out there, and the family lived there. There were 4 kids born pretty quickly. And they lived until 1906 when he went on to China. He fell afoul of, in part, of La Follette, and that was not a good enemy to make in the state of Wisconsin in 1906.
That's funny.
So they moved to Hong Kong.
And how long did he stay here?
Well, that was the 1894 to 1906. There you are.
Okay.
That was it.
And tell us a little bit about your uncle's first writings. What were they like?
Well, there's a lot of romance in them. The Bridge of San Luis Rey, the Kabbalah, the Woman of Andros. Those are the novels that brought him really to great fame as a writer. You can go way back before that because by the age of 15, he was already writing 3-minute plays for 3 people and some longer plays that we know of. He was writing all the time, but they were often romantic. There were lots of knights and all the other things that people throw into things. What was fascinating was his early fascination in form. And he was also was a student, you know. He'd read Ibsen. He'd write a play, a little play that would involve Ibsen. And he'd meet some neighbors, perhaps, and he'd write a play about that. But it was all kinds of, but very interested in form. There was a huge amount of discipline in his life already as a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it was very dramatic. I mean, the deepest instincts, I think, were very dramatic.
Right. Well, he won his first...
That's a big question you've asked. I could talk an hour and a half about that, but I know we'll move on.
I appreciate your effort here. Well, he won his first Pulitzer Prize at the age of 30 for The Bridge of San Luis Rey, as you mentioned.
Right.
But what made that novel such a success and so early in his career?
Well, some people are still asking that question because here was a novel that was the publishers expected to sell. They published a little over 3,000 copies, which is a few more than the first one he published. But they thought it was for a very sophisticated audience, and right off the bat, at the end of the first year, it sold over 300,000 copies, if you count England in the American totals. It was a huge, huge story. Well, it's a great story. It's got everything. People die in a bridge, marvelous characters, set in 18th century Peru. It had an extraordinary style. It stood against the Dreiser tradition, and some people were tired of that. This is long ago now. And but we read it, I think, for what we find in it ourselves. And I get letters, as he did, from people who are emotionally deeply moved by that novel today. And when there's a terrible tragedy, its last lines are often read, commonly read. Mm. And thousands of copies of this book are still sold. So it's really about us. So it's like Our Town, except it's a fictional version. And we see ourselves in it. And it asks questions that are so common to all our lives. Russell Banks, who wrote the marvelous introduction to it, calls it the most perfect moral fable in American literature.
Mm.
Well, there you are. You go read it and tell me what you...
We'll have another
available.
Show on that. Yeah. Well, Wilder was part of this generation of great writers, F. Scott Fitzgerald and John O'Hara, and they all went on to write for Hollywood as well. Did Wilder go on to do so?
Oh, sure. You know, listen, that's where the money was in the 1930s. And he certainly did well with The Bridge of San Luis Rey, but there was this thing called the Great Depression, and he was supporting family and all sorts of people, including himself. Yeah, he turned up there for the first time in 1934. He had an agent in Hollywood who got him a big deal, and he wrote a treatment for Goldwyn, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer of the day, a about for a Joan of Arc treatment for a movie never made, and he helped out in a few others. Had a marvelous time. Was a you know the key at every party. Marvelous, you know, roller skating with Disney. I mean, a marvelous time. And then he left. He used to say, you know, spend more than 8 or 10 weeks in Hollywood and you lose your soul. He took the check. Didn't that was what he needed, and he left.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't really come back until early 40s, when he was asked by Hitchcock to come out, and he wrote a very famous movie called Shadow of a Doubt. And he helped with Our Town movie made in the same period. But he never went back in any regular way, although people offered him jobs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't depend on it. When it was there, he needed it. Was there if he wanted it, and when he'd pick up a little work when he wanted it.
Well, I wanted to ask you a bit about your relationship with him. How often did you see him? Tell us a little bit about maybe a side of him that most people don't know.
Well, I was born in 1940, and Thornton Wilder lived his base for many years with Hamden, Connecticut, just outside New Haven. And I would see him, and I went to college in New Haven. So after about 1958 till really when I left there in 1979 with a few years, I was pretty much there at the university, both as a student and later as an employee. I would see him when he came there. Wilder, my uncle, was a, you know, would arrive, I'd get a phone call, and I'd be whisked off to a wonderful dinner. This is a man who knew everybody. He wasn't like, you know, he wasn't like Hemingway, his friend Hemingway, who could drink anybody under the table and also knock them down. And he wasn't in the front pages for his behavior, like his great friend Scott Fitzgerald, who had trouble, all kinds of troubles, and he and his wife were big news. But he was a very convivial man. He loved people. He loved to meet people, and he was awful good to his nephew. He was very interested in when he met you. He'd ask you 20 questions right off the bat about what you were talking about, and you'd want to talk to him about it. He didn't want to talk about himself. He wanted to hear what really was important in your life. And I think as human a person as I've ever known, but also very private. He was a very private person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was the eyes on the wall, always you know, he spent over 200 days a year writing in other places than home. His base was Hamden, Connecticut, and he had a study there. But much of his work was done in Europe. It was done on boats. Once he would offer 20 months to Douglas, Arizona, in the early 60s, where he began to write what some people think of his greatest novel. You've mentioned it, The Eighth Day, which won the National Book Award. Now, what was Douglas, Arizona? It was, in those days, one of the great copper smelting sites of the world. You know, can imagine the sky dark with smoke. He never mentions any kind of pollution. He just wanted to get away from what he called a coterie. And he used to tell his nephew all the time, listen to the multitude, don't get caught up in the coterie. That was the Midwesterner in him, by the way.
Something to keep in mind for all of us, I think. So yeah. Many of his novels, so much of his work was romantic in nature. Would you say that he's a romantic himself?
No. No, that's the wrong term. I described that when I described his early work. He's pretty hard-headed. You know, Our Town is a very, very tough play. And
yeah.
So is The Bridge of St. Louis Ray, by the way. You know, this the great novel. These are very, very tough. They ask, as Thornton used to say, it was the job of the writer to try and pose the question right. And we sometimes, because of their particular association for many years with the high schools, have tended critics would look at this and people would look back on it from their experiences maybe as some kind of a romantic. I use the phrase, they think Our Town is a kind of a chocolate milkshake. Well, it's not a chocolate milkshake. It's a very tough play. And so I wouldn't use that term. I think he's a very complex, interesting writer. And the fact that all his works are in print today, all his novels, all his major plays, even his short one-act plays, which do so well, says that he speaks to our time, and it's a kind of golden age for my uncle right now, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. I was taking a look at Penelope Niven's biography of Thornton Wilder.
You bet.
Yeah. You spoke at that funeral, at his funeral in 1975, and you read a passage of his own work. Can you share a little bit about what you chose and why you chose it?
Well, it wasn't my choice only. I worked that out with my Aunt Isabel, his sister. There were four Wilder kids born in Madison, and they proved to be all writers, by the way. They're all being rediscovered, Isabel among them. My father's works are going back in print, and Charlotte's poems are being republished. It's kind of an interesting time for the Wilder family. But going back to the service, Isabel, I wanted some of them, and I did have a chance to add one or two things that I liked from the. But, you know, that's so long ago. You know, I'm not a kid anymore. I can't remember exactly.
No
it was
worries.
A negotiation. Let's
yeah.
put it that way.
Well, Tappan Wilder, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Tappan Wilder. He's the nephew of playwright and novelist Thornton Wilder, who was born in Madison, Wisconsin on this day in 1897.